Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show. 23% of women say if they see a guy they are dating coming out of this place, it is a deal breaker. It is time to play Lose Bert's Money.
That's a good one.
I don't think we're getting a winner today.
Really?
I don't think we are getting a winner today. Three contestants. I got $100 here. With each incorrect answer, I take $10 away from that $100. Good morning, Christy.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
All right. Where are you calling from?
Norcross.
All right. From Norcross. Christy, you got first crack at this. You got $100 sitting right here in front of you. 23% of women say if they see a guy they are dating coming out of this place, it is a deal breaker, Christy.
I'm going to say strip club.
Strip club. That seems like an obvious answer right there. That is not the correct answer, though.
See, the reason why that's not the correct answer, because it was only 23% of women. So I would imagine you catch your man walking out of a strip club, 99% of women are going to be like, so it's like, what are they doing that only 23% are like, I'm going to break up with you?
All right, so now it's Layla's crack at $90. Hey, Layla.
Hi.
Oh, I'm interested in where you guys are calling from.
I am from Decatur.
Decatur, okay. We were just talking about Decatur half an hour ago. All right, so same question here. 23% of women say they see a guy that they are dating coming out of this joint. It is over.
Is it men taking care of themselves, a nail salon or a spa?
Nail salon or a spa is a very good answer. That is not the correct answer.
Oh.
I thought a nail salon would be good. Guy's taking care of himself.
I see dudes in my nail salon all the time.
I would think so, too.
I'm there. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Going to ask you the same question in a second. Where are you calling us from?
Cartersville, Georgia.
All right, from Cartersville. 23% of women say they are dating this dude, and he comes out of this place. Break up. What is it?
An adult sex store.
Adult sex store. Okay. Sorry, Starship. Nope, that's not it. We are down to how much?
$70.
$70. Christy, same question.
Jail or prison?
Oh. Only 23%. Yes.
Huh? Pickens be slim. Have you seen how many people have been writing to these inmates?
That
is a very good answer. Not the correct one, though.
Okay. Oh. We're down to 60 for Layla.
What you got, Layla?
Could it be grocery shopping by themselves?
Grocery shopping by themselves.
Oh, no, I love to see a man shopping for himself.
Taking care of himself, right? Not the correct answer.
That was a Hail Mary. Yeah. Elizabeth, 50. We made it to the halfway mark.
I told you this one's going to be a tough one, too.
Yeah, it is, because you got to think, 23%. So it's something that not everybody would find off-putting, but these 23% of women did.
I think it's pretty funny, actually.
Would it be a sperm donation center?
Oh, wow. That's a good guess.
It is a good guess. I had not even thought of that one. That is not the correct answer.
All right, Christy for 40.
40? 23% of women say they see a guy that they are dating coming out of this place. It is a deal breaker.
My best friend's house.
Your best friend. That's got to be up there with about 90%. So, not that high.
All right, Layla for 30.
Could it be yoga, staying with wellness?
Oh. What was it?
Yoga?
Yoga studio. No, that is not it.
All right, here we are. Elizabeth for 20.
Would it be church?
Church. I was actually thinking that.
Really?
Yeah.
It is not church.
All right, last chance, Christy.
Is it, Christy? 23% of women say they see a guy that they're dating coming out of this place. It's a deal breaker.
The women's bathroom.
Only 23%.
All right. No, that is not the correct answer.
All right. Can we guess?
Sure.
All right. If you're Abby, it's Chuck E. Cheese. Is Chuck E. Cheese the number one answer? Is Chuck E. Cheese on there?
And he's coming out alone?
The Burt Show.
Gen Z, you are being called out yet again, only this time for your prudish behavior. Rebecca?
Yeah. Not only are Gen Z like giant squares, but they're really, really dumb.
What?
And you identify as a millennial, correct?
I am a millennial. Okay, sometimes I'm kind of a hypocrite because I do call myself a zillennial, which Katie, who is the same age as me, thinks it's the cringiest thing in the world, which guilty. Because I think the cutoff for Gen Z is 96, and I'm 94. So I'm either like the youngest millennial possible or like the oldest Gen Z.
Gotcha.
And I don't know which one
you're on the cusp.
I'm on the cusp.
You're a cusper.
Rising millennial.
You have a water gun to your head here and you got to pick a side. What's it going to be?
Ooh, yeah. Whose team are you choosing, dude? Yeah,
you got to pick a side. This is America.
I can't be doing the millennial pause when I'm recording a video.
You're like, very Gen Z coded.
I feel like I am more Gen Z probably because I have two younger sisters who keep me so young and fresh and hip. So I feel like I'm like Gen Z, honestly.
All right. So you're calling yourself out there if you had to.
A little bit.
This is going to sting a little more then.
Hopefully they still accept me after I come for them in this break. But they're kind of dumb because
where?
We.
You have to say where.
Okay,
where?
We as a
you made a choice.
You picked a side.
The community is a little dumb because media literacy for the youth, it's dead. Like, if you go on TikTok, they act like Saltburn was a documentary.
Oh, my God.
Like, you think that's an exaggeration. But I swear, they think that actors are not acting. They think that these characters are, like, real choices by these actors. And I have an example that just happened really recently.
Objection. The graveyard scene was, in fact, Barry Keoghan's choice. So it was a documentary in some ways.
That is true, right? He ad-libbed that, right?
He ad-libbed it.
See, but it's like the difference between creative choices and Barry Keoghan really wanted to do that. You know what I mean? So I asked, okay, you know, in like all the sci-fi movies, there's always like hypersleep. Like an astronaut will get into a pod and there's going to be fog and then they're asleep for 7 years and they get to Mars.
Yeah, that's like the Jennifer Lawrence, Chris Pratt movie. Where they were on that, and that was great.
That was supposed to be that's like a rom-com. That was a horror movie, by the way.
Yeah, well.
Okay, anyway, I asked my sister and her friends, who is 26 and a smart person getting her PhD, if she thought hypersleep was real. 4 out of 5 of the friends said yes.
No.
They think that hypersleep is real because they've seen it in movies since they were kids.
Do you remember somebody who used to be on the show and they thought the Mars movie with Matt Damon was based on a true story?
Yes. The Martian?
Yes. Oh, wow. Okay. Yes. And we all just kind of looked at her like,
uh-oh,
you're joking. And she's like, no, it's adapted from a real story. And we're like, a real story that someone made up. I swear to you.
Really?
Yeah. I think
maybe the segment Bless Your Heart Moments was born that day.
It might have been.
So, yes, they are dumb, but they're also dorks because the common complaint that I always see is that they think that movies nowadays are too sexy and they don't like it.
Too much adult content?
Yes, they complain all the time that they think movies are way too explicit, And they've agreed that it's gotten worse recently.
Well, there is some movies you watch where you're agreeing with
I
this.
I kind of agree with that one. I feel that one.
Really? Some, yeah. Can you give examples?
For me, it's just like it's a lot of times I find myself saying, I get it. Like, you didn't have to go that far with the scene. Like, we know what happens here. You could have left it at that.
Like, it's gratuitous. There was a time where two people walked into a bedroom and you just saw the shot of the dress go to the floor and you kind of knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Not nowadays, man. Show us every square inch.
Exactly.
So do you guys agree? You think it's gotten worse?
I'm going to have to say no. But again, I know what I watch on a regular basis and it doesn't involve those scenes.
It doesn't bother me. I haven't really thought of it.
Now, I will say what I have tapped into is, you know, like our fairy corn books.
Uh-huh.
And so I will say the books I read are more explicit, and that's a personal choice.
Yeah, no, those are a tale as old as time. That's been around forever.
Oh, dude, because my mom, when I was a kid, she had a ton of books, and they were those books that had, like, the Fabio on the front of them, those, like, lusty books or whatever.
The Harlequin romances.
Yes, Harlequin romances. So I know that's nothing new.
And I know this is 100% sexist, but I'm seeing way too much dude junk now in those scenes.
It's a lot.
I know.
There's a White Lotus scene.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen the episode of White Lotus where it's Patrick Schwarzenegger, and it's, like, full front junk?
I have not.
I
missed it.
You did? Yeah. And then apparently Chris Pratt, who's his brother-in-law, because he's married to Katherine Schwarzenegger, saw the scene and complimented him on it.
Like, you can't do that. What's the appropriate response? Like, you just say, hey, I saw that scene.
He did.
You acted great in that.
And what do you say? Do you say thank you with a question?
You say thank you.
Appreciate it.
Whatever Chris Pratt said was so out of pocket to say to your brother-in-law. He's like, yeah, no, I didn't avert my eyes. You know what I was looking at.
And it was that dude.
And I was like, what?
Hey, yo, that's so uncomfortable.
Okay, you ain't got to fess up to it.
Yeah. Keep it to yourself.
There are two things when I'm watching it and I see that cross my mind. A, jealousy.
Yes.
And B, I'm just reminded that is just a... I just don't think God put a lot of time into thinking the design on that.
It ain't cute.
He should have got some Georgia Tech engineers in on it because it just wasn't engineered very well.
He was tired at that point.
What do you want it to look like?
I haven't really put a lot of thought into it. I don't know.
Something that just makes you go, wow. Yeah. It doesn't do that.
Something a little bit like, that just feels like it's one of those, you know, those... it's almost like a dartboard where you have the people's parts and you just throw it on to the person.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a penis looks like to me.
like pin the tail on the man.
Yeah, right.
I just feel like he just ran out of ideas at that point.
Here you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, back to Gen Z being prudes.
Okay, so the data is actually really interesting because according to studies, we are currently living in the most sexless time in media history. A study from film data analyst Stephen Follows focused on the 250 highest grossing movies in America since 2000 and rated them on a scale from none to severe when it came to prevalence of sex or nudity. So like Finding Nemo to Saltburn. But even though the fish in Finding Nemo is really sexy.
Maybe when you're seeing it and doing it so much in real life, you don't want to see it on the screen.
So I think it's about the biggest movies of this past year, like Barbie. None of those scenes. Mm-hmm. Wicked. None of those scenes.
I think it has less to do with movies and more to do with streaming service TV shows. I feel like now because there's less like primetime ABC shows that had to be a little bit cleaner. Mm-hmm. Now all the shows people are binging on are on Hulu or HBO where there's kind of no rules when it comes to what they can show. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that because so many people are binging hours and hours and hours of episodes. It just feels like if there's two sex scenes in every episode, it feels overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't like bother me or overwhelm me. I guess I just was never a big fan of watching two other people enjoy themselves. I don't need to see that.
It doesn't do it for you.
No. Mm-mm.
Well, what's really interesting is the scenes that are there now, even though there are less, are way more explicit.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like no longer any Lion King bedroom eyes where the lions just look at each other kind of sexy.
And Disney movies. I don't know what's getting you going with them.
It builds character. So that's how I grew up, you know.
Do you agree with this list?
I think it's bad.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's bad that Gen Z doesn't want anything to be sexier. I think it builds character to see these things on screen.
That's
but also,
true grit right there. Yeah. Having to watch an entire graphic scene.
Rebecca, if you want to see some more spicy scenes, I can refer you to several websites where you'll see plenty of it.
I appreciate that.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'll be a little more mindful, a little more demure about the way I ask this question. And it all has to do with Gen Z and what they have opted to do below the belt. So are we doing some severe landscaping where it's just the Sahara Desert? Or are we a lush English garden that has been forgotten for the ages?
As a guy that has had a personal jihad against body hair my entire life, you know where I stand on this whole thing.
I know you
but
hate
I
it.
I might be very outdated.
Yep. So you're not my target demo here. Mm-hmm. So Gen Z ladies, 1-855-BIRCHO. I don't know how. Abby asked me during the commercial break, how in the world did you and your neighbor get on this subject matter as we're sitting in our lawn chairs in the front yard, in the driveway, enjoying a glass of Savvy B while our children run amok and play on their scoot scoots and digging holes in the yard? We're talking about this. But she has several Gen Z colleagues, and that conversation came up at their place of employment. And it turns out Gen Z prefers to go bald eagle rather than grizzly bear.
Okay.
They choose the bear. Uh-huh. Gen Z chooses the bear. Uh-huh. And so my question is is this accurate? Thought we could do like a little bit of an impromptu research poll here to see if that is the case.
Good morning, Emily. You are on the Burt Show. Kristen, go ahead.
I'm curious because I had a conversation with my neighbor last night. Obviously, wine was involved because okay. That's how we got here. And she has several Gen Z colleagues, and the conversation came up. And apparently, Gen Z is foregoing landscaping. And I wanted to know if that was indeed true, that Gen Z has decided to go the jungle route.
So I'm actually a millennial, but my sister is a Gen Z and her girlfriend is Gen Z.
Okay.
They both have bushes and she talks about all of her friends have them as well.
Yep. Mm. Okay. Mm. So, yeah.
Well, that's neat. Okay.
So far the answer is yes.
So far. I mean, this is a very small research pool, but taking it nonetheless.
And Gen Z, by definition, is being born between 1997 and 2012.
Okay.
Rochelle, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. I think Bush is back.
Bush is back.
Is that the new slogan?
Yes, it is.
And I'm wondering, are Gen Z men excited to go flossing?
Well, bushwhacking.
Well, speaking to my boyfriend, you know, and he doesn't seem a problem with it.
Okay.
And I heard from other girls that their boyfriends don't see a problem with it. I think the Gen Z men are growing up.
So they like a good scavenger hunt.
Look, I think the guys are the same age also. So
yeah,
they are just adapting to what women are doing now.
They're like, hey, this is the only way I can get it. I'll take it.
It's going to take you a little longer to get there. That's what.
There hasn't been a transitional phase for them because this is all the dudes know because this is what their women are doing, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Missy.
Good morning. Love you guys, by the way.
All right. So is Gen Z rocking carpet or hardwood floors?
So I don't know how many times these women have hit the pipe, but the bush is absolutely not back. Okay. I do not want my man to be Tarzan or anything like that.
Less effort, the better for him. He's having a hard time finding things anyway.
Exactly. Make it easy, man. We don't need a GPS.
Hold on, baby. Let me hit Waze real quick.
Wait, is that Scott Carr still there?
Good morning, Julie. You are on The Voice Disguiser, and you are a millennial.
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
How did y'all put it? Y'all said carpet or hardwood?
Yes.
Definitely carpet. Okay. Pre-babies, definitely hardwood, but... First baby, I could still do hardwood, but second baby, I just gave up and forced my husband perfectly content.
He's perfectly content.
Yeah. He's not going to come. Yes. You don't got time for all that, though, man. Yeah. After you have that first baby, you got time for that.
I suppose so.
That I understand.
Yeah. Yep. He's just glad to be invited. He doesn't care what the party room looks like. He's just glad that he got an invite.
As long as I'm in there.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It's been a little too long since I've talked about the Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively case, so I've got to get some more stuff off my chest because there is more kind of evidence.
Were you going through like withdrawal symptoms?
I was like, I can't wait to talk about them again. And then there's another internet sleuth that has dug up some more. I think evidence is the wrong word because this can't really be used against them in court. But I do feel like it does discredit Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds's side a little bit more.
Are we talking about the Jenny Slate stuff?
No. Do you want to talk about the Jenny Slate stuff?
We can. You do your thing and then we'll throw in the Jenny Slate stuff.
Okay. We'll throw in the Jenny Slate stuff at the end. But at this clip,
I'm here for you.
The clip,
I'm here with you.
This clip literally made my jaw drop. So this is coming from an Instagram account named ELS Rich. It might be Else Rich or something. I don't know how she pronounces it. But she dug up this clip from an NBC late night interview where Ryan Reynolds was promoting the movie The Change Up, a movie that Olivia Wilde also starred in. And in this clip, he's depicting an embarrassing moment that happened during an intimate scene where he... And I quote, says there is a fine line between chivalry and sexual assault. This is somewhat graphic. He's just describing what's going on in the scene. So if you want to bow out, you can return to the podcast later. The Burt Show podcast, wherever you get your favorite podcast. Here is him explaining what went down in the scene.
So in the scene, she's sitting there and I take her top off, I take her bra off, and she has those pasties on.
Right.
But she's drawing these adorable little smiley faces. And I forget every line in the scene. Not just from this movie, from every other movie I've done. And I don't really know what I'm sort of going on. I'm nervous. I'm blithering on about nothing. And at some point in the scene, she takes my hands and puts them on her breasts. So they're there. Palms a little sweaty. Don't know what's happening. And then at the end of the scene, I'm supposed to take them. And I'm trying not to look at her like a 14-year-old boy who just won the lady lottery. At some point in the scene, I have to take my hands away. And I take my hands away. And I look down at my hands, and there's two freaking smiley faces. I have no idea what to do. So the scene is over now. There's 65 crew members around. I mean, there's all these guys. There's like on the jackpot. I'm sitting there and I reflexively, like an idiot, just put my hands right back on the dress. And I think I'm doing it to cover them up, but I'm like realizing right now it's a very fine line between chivalry and, workplace sexual assault.
So people are hearing this through the lens of everything that's happened with the sexual harassment lawsuit with Blake Lively, being like, okay, it feels like you're really picking apart everything that Justin Baldoni is doing. And again, I'm not trying to say that sexual harassment didn't happen. Again, we need to watch this happen out in court. Mm-hmm. But it really feels like there's so much gray area on the set of It Ends With Us. And then here's Ryan Reynolds, her husband, blatantly saying out loud that there's a fine line between it, joking about it on a late night talk show on NBC.
It feels like a stretch to tie these two things together. First of all, I was distracted because it sounded like Ryan Reynolds was on cocaine.
Well, sometimes TikTokers, they'll speed up stuff so you can get all of it.
It's distracting. But it feels like a reach in this whole case. Like, I think that people are grabbing for any little crumb, and this one just seems like it was a joke.
Well, to your point about the whole Jenny Slate thing, I think both
both sides, whether it's TikTok sleuths or people actually involved in the case, it's like they're trying to grasp at straws to back up their case. So over the week, while we were at Bert's Big Adventure in Orlando, Jenny Slate's HR complaint got leaked, or a source came out to explain what happened in her HR complaint to Sony. So not against Wayfarer Productions, which is Justin Baldoni's production company. It was to Sony, who is the distributor of It Ends With Us. And basically, there was an HR complaint against Jamie Heath, who is one of the lead producers and also the co-founder of Wayfarer Productions. She basically said that he made an uncomfortable comment when she asked to change apartment.
So Jenny Slate was she's been very much team Blake Lively. Okay. They co-starred together and It Ends With Us. And out the gate, she made her alliance well known. And they said there was another HR complaint by Jenny Slate. So that everybody is thinking, oh my gosh, this was a toxic, hostile work environment, because not only did Blake Lively file a complaint, but Jenny Slate did too. And people are assuming it's about Justin Baldoni. No, it wasn't against Justin. It was against his producer. And what had happened was she was renting an apartment in New York, because that's where the film was being shot. And she had put down a $15,000 deposit on this apartment. She had just had a baby, wanted a place to stay. Well, she didn't like the apartment and she wanted out of it to go somewhere else. And so the production company stepped up and said, hey, we'll cover that $15,000 deposit so you can go somewhere else. And the producer, I don't have the exact words. You have the exact words?
Oh yeah, I know. Cause I thought this was ridiculous. Yeah. He said, of course we're going to step up and handle that $15,000 deposit, something, 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 the sanctity of motherhood.
Yes.
For whatever reason, she was bothered about the fact that he said something about, the direct quote was, sanctity of motherhood. She was weirded out by that. For some reason, she didn't like it. And so that's why she filed, allegedly, again, we haven't seen it, the HR complaint.
Yeah, I guess this is me, I'm not projecting, but just coming up with my own idea as to why she was offended by that. Maybe she thought motherhood was being used against her or was being weaponized against her. But the complaint, let's just say it did not hold up to the level that people thought it was going to be. And they're like, that's why you filed a complaint.
It makes Blake Lively's argument even more watered down.
Yes.
Yes. It weakens it basically by saying, if you are saying that there are so many women that are willing to speak up and stand with you and say that all these things happened with Justin Baldoni, and then you have Jenny Slate's HR complaint get leaked by a source, and it's just like, wah, this $15,000 deposit, I need it covered. And then they did that. Oh my God, my employer really cares about my well-being and the sanctity of motherhood. Wah. It just makes them look even worse. So all that to say is the TikTok sleuths are on it, and everyone's kind of forming their opinion based off of some of the stuff that's getting leaked. For more stories, head to The Bert Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Amazon is telling us not only now will you have an Alexa, but you'll actually use it. How many people in here have an Alexa and actually use it every single day?
You do. I do. Mm-hmm.
For what?
Music?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alexa, play blah, 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 blah.
Now everybody's listening.
You could have said, oh, well, if they're already listening to The Burt Show, you don't need to tell her to play The Burt Show.
Alexa, play The Burt Show.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
there we go. Now it's playing.
Yeah. What do you use it for?
Music, if I want to add things to my shopping list, things like that. Mostly my shopping list.
Wait, shopping on your Alexa is crazy.
Nah, you just tell her like what you want to add, and then she creates your grocery list as you go, so you don't have to make one when you go grocery shopping.
That would stress me out. I feel like I need to see it. You know how there are purchases that they're like big screen purchases and then small screen purchases? To me, that's a big screen purchase.
The Alexa grocery list?
Yes. Oh, I just don't trust Alexa. Conniving little witch. She's going to start adding stuff to my list. She's going to add Oreos. She's going to sabotage my bikini body.
I think she's coming from a different place, Abby.
This is fun if listeners have their Alexa with them. Mm-hmm. Alexa, find me some jicama. Find that. Do you use yours?
I do. We have multiple throughout the house. So I use it for speakers to tell people in other rooms, like if dinner is ready. I use it to play bedtime stories after we've read to our kids. They go to sleep listening to a story. Music, from time to time, Alexa will be like, hey, we noticed that 3 months ago you ordered a fridge filter. Do you want a new one? And I'll say yes. I add stuff to the shopping list like Mo does. We have the one with the camera, so we FaceTime on it with my parents. So we really use it a lot, actually.
Okay. It's the best when you're in the shower and you need to change the song, but you can't because you're in the shower. So you'd be like, Alexa, change, blah, 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 blah.
Or when I'm lazy and don't want to actually type in something on Google, I'll ask her to do it for me.
Yeah.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
There was 1 year there where people tell me that I'm hard to shop for because if I want something general, I'll just go out and get it because I'm kind of spontaneous that way. I got like 4 Alexas 1 year. And used it for about 3 days, and I realized all I was doing was checking sports scores and the weather, and then I just put it away. But now Amazon is saying, hey, if you're putting that thing away and you're not using it, they are about to step up their game in March. They say the new Alexa, it's called Alexa Plus, is going to be able to order groceries, which I think it can do already now.
Can it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Book you an Uber. Text people, buy stuff on Amazon, snag concert tickets when they hit Ticketmaster. Also, it's going to be able to browse the internet and complete tasks for you. One example they're given is getting an appliance fixed. It'll be able to find a repair place, set up an appointment, and add it to your calendar all on their own.
I'm going to have Alexa run my Hinge. Alexa, ghost Jason.
It's going to do stuff like if you plan a family dinner, it might remind you that somebody in the family is allergic to gluten. So it's going to get that granular. It will tell you that if it knows you're going somewhere, it will automatically tell you it'll reroute you based on the traffic. So it's supposed to get more sophisticated here over next month.
That's great. I talk to Alexa as much as I talk to my lady when I'm home.
All right, today is follow-up Thursday, and in this case, we had some infidelity going on, but it wasn't sexual infidelity. It was food. Infoodelity.
There you go.
Waka waka.
All right, Brittany and her husband made a pact to eat healthier this year by cutting carbs and stopping late night snacking. And the pact was actually her husband's idea, and Brittany had been strictly following it. But then Brittany found evidence suggesting her husband was cheating with donuts, powdered sugar on his laptop. There were receipts for donuts, all that jazz. So then she confronted him about the donuts, but he claimed that they were for the office. So then Brittany reached out to us to test if her husband would stay loyal to their diet pact when tempted with free carbs. So we switched things up with our own War of the Carbs, and Tommy created a fake email offering free pastries from Tommy's Doughy Delights. And within minutes, Brittany's husband fell for the trap. He loves a snack. And then he ordered glazed donuts to be delivered while Brittany was at work. We all thought that she should show up at the scheduled delivery time to bust her husband. So did she take our advice or not?
And the update reads, hey, everyone. First off, thank you for helping me catch my husband in his sugary affair. I promised I'd update you on what happened. So here goes. I took your advice about the rice cake donuts and showed up at her house right at noon. So I was out sick that day. Do you all remember what the rice cake donuts were?
Nope, I do not.
Was she going to like exchange the donuts for rice cake? So when he opened up the donut box, it was rice cakes instead?
Gotcha.
Katie is saying yes.
Yes, yes.
That's you exactly guys right. were so right. Dan had actually left work early to intercept these supposed free donuts. The look on his face when he opened the door and saw me instead of the delivery person was priceless.
I had put on my best delivery person smile and was holding this pink bakery box with Tommy's Doughy Delights written on it in marker. Thanks for the name inspiration. I even wore a baseball cap and I practiced saying, "Delivery for Dan," in a chipper voice. When he opened the door, I wish I had a camera. He went from excited to confused to absolute panic in about 2 seconds. I just stood there with this big smile saying, "Special delivery from Tommy's Doughy Delights. Someone ordered some gourmet glazed donuts." He tried playing it cool, saying, "There must be some mistake," while simultaneously trying to block my view into the house, as if I don't live there. I just pushed past him and set the box down on the kitchen counter. Then I said, "Aren't you going to open your special delivery? I thought you'd be excited after rushing home from work to receive it." When he finally opened the box and saw the sad little rice cakes with holes cut out of them, he just deflated completely. That's when I pulled out the receipt printout you guys sent me, showing his response to the fake email. The confession came tumbling out after that. He started going down the list of things he's been doing to hide this affair. We actually ended up laughing about it. We decided to adjust our health pact to include a reasonable cheat day once a week. No more sneaking around. We'll indulge together. So thanks again for your help exposing this donut affair. Dan sends his embarrassed regards and promises to be more honest about his carb cravings from now on. P.S. Tommy. Dan said your description of those pastry options in the email was food poetry and cruel and unusual punishment. He wants to know if there really is a Tommy's Doughy Delights anywhere.
This is the smart thing to do that nutritionists tell you to do anyway, is adjust your health plan so you can have some cheats in there. Because when you take everything off the table, all you can do is focus on that one thing.
100%.
And that's just sad. Nobody wants to eat sad.
It's a sad eating day. We can't have that.
The Burt Show.
Producer Katie is a little on the confused side. Maybe a little offended that you weren't told before the actual event.
I am 100% offended that I wasn't told before the actual event. It's just a weird scenario. So I have a group of friends and we've all done the, okay, who's going to be the first one to get pregnant? And we have a list of bets that we've done over the years. And so it was kind of like shocking when over the weekend I received a text, an e-vite. And so I see it's like, "You're invited to blah, blah," and it doesn't show the full message. It's like the preview message on my phone. And when I first see that, I'm like, "Well, nobody's birthday's coming up. What could this e-vite be?" Okay. I open it and it says, "She or her, you're invited to a gender reveal." That's all it says. And it has the address, which is the address to one of my closest friends. We're going to call her Jane. And it's for this weekend. So I'm like, okay. Whoa, what's going on here? A gender reveal? I know she's not pregnant. I know Jane is not pregnant. It has three hosts listed. It's Jane and two of her siblings, like her sister. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's one of the three. It's no way. Like, I'm going through a list of like emotions right now. I'm like, it can't be. She can't be pregnant. Why would she just send this link here? But then her two sisters, they already have kids. Something's so confusing. So I hit up the group chat and I'm like, "Guys, did you just get the link?" They're like, "Yeah, we all just got the link, the gender reveal. Jane's pregnant." And I said, "What? So is this how I'm finding out?"
So did they know she was pregnant beforehand, or did they also learn through the gender reveal party link?
They also learned through the gender reveal party link.
What?
Why did you think that Jane would be the last person on that list to be pregnant?
She just didn't give that, "Hey, I'm first to have a kid" type of vibe. She loves her cat.
That was a loaded question. I can't believe you took the bait on
that. You said, "Oh, lovely."
She was the last one I expected out of the group. I just didn't expect it at all, so it caught me off guard.
To be fair, because some people hold on to this information till they hit a certain point, and I mean, I had a friend that waited till she was way far along before she told anybody. So if you guys are all finding out like this, is she literally telling everybody via this gender reveal link that she is having a baby?
That's what I believe.
Okay.
And the strange thing about it is that months ago, she actually predicted this. In our last conversation, we were all at her house for a Friendsgiving. And one thing that is huge in the Black community, I don't know if this is a generic thing across the board, but if you have a dream about fish, it's basically saying that someone you know is pregnant.
Ooh.
Huh. Really?
Yeah, that's a thing that I grew up. I always grew up that if there's a dream about fish, that means somebody is pregnant. And so,
not necessarily yourself, but maybe somebody you know.
Mm-hmm. I would have just thought I was hungry.
I know, right?
And so at that Friendsgiving, she was like, y'all, I had a dream about fish. And that's when we're like, ooh, who could it be type of thing. She did not know that that day she actually was the one who was pregnant.
Come on,
that's
really?
That's crazy.
Yes.
So are you perturbed because you'd rather not find out one of your closest friends is pregnant via a gender reveal party link and you wish she would have told you guys a little more intimately?
Yes. Because it just caught me off guard. It's like, I get this link and you're telling me that 4 days later is your gender reveal? Like, it's just so confusing and I just wasn't expecting it.
She only gave you 4 days notice for the party?
Yeah, like, I just got the link this weekend.
Maybe because it's something that she wasn't necessarily expecting. She just kind of wanted to skip through all the awkward conversations and the questions and just say, here, dang, come on to my gender reveal party and let's all just focus on the celebration and not, like, the questions that are going to come from this.
I think that's definitely a strong possibility, but it just made me curious, like, how have people just announced their pregnancy?
She's also taken the guesswork out of who her favorite friends are. If you tell everybody at the same time, then nobody can be offended by, oh, she told you first? This is a no-win situation.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was thinking. Like, if she told someone, which I don't know if you said that, I might have missed it, someone else, then I would feel away. But if she told everybody at the same time, I would just think that's what she was on.
Yeah, everyone found out through this link. Like, we're all like, oh.
Well, now that you found out 4 days before the party, this gives you 4 days to figure out how you're going to blow this party off.
Hey,
because this is your history right here.
It is.
You're still good to babysit Jimmy Friday night, right?
Yeah, this is on Sunday. Okay, this is on Sunday.
All right, Kaylee, your friend survived deployment in a random type way?
Well, it was just kind of like, just to give you a little backstory. So my daughter, Max, is like her best friend who lives in our neighborhood. That girl's father has been...
How long you been doing this?
Oh, man, this thing keeps dropping down. I've tried to adjust my seat 10 times while y'all were talking.
Happens to every host.
I'm going
to
hold this up. And thank you, Kristen. Anyway, so he has been deployed multiple times, but this last deployment, he was gone for like, I don't know, almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's tough.
I know the guy and we've hung out a few times. Well, he got back. And what he does is very, like, top secret. So we don't, like, I don't know where he went and what he's doing.
Can't disclose location or mission or none of that.
Yeah. Is this a military thing? Because 3/4 of the people I know that say they get deployed say, I can't tell you what it's all about, man. It's classified.
Well, I don't know. But
me and my brother, I mean, active Marine, retired from the Marine Corps, we always knew where he went.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this dude's a badass.
Right.
I mean, like, he is. He comes back and he is jacked. He looks like he's ready to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
And so the day he got back, it was random. But my wife's like, do you want to go eat some Mexican food with the girl and the family? Because mm-hmm. he's back. And I'm like, oh, cool. Yeah, let's do it. And so, you know, through dinner, we're talking. And I'm asking questions and not too many he can answer, but he's like, I was like, how is it being gone from your family for that long? Because I mean,
because you're wondering if you have to sign up for the military to get away from your family instead of going to Alaska on that vacation.
No,
as if he would answer in front of his family. It's wonderful.
But think about conversations we have had, and you have heard how long some of us have gone without bedroom activity. So now imagine you're deployed for a year. Therefore, you're having no bedroom activity for 365 days.
Oh, yeah, I'd be saying no to that dinner invitation. I got other things to do.
Yeah, well, I don't know how it came to be that we were all there around the Mexican restaurant table, but that's the way it was. And, you know, and he was saying that, you know, a lot of times when he wasn't in action, it was just kind of sitting around. And I was like, well, how do you... you know, kind of get through. He's like, man, he's like, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share a secret with you.
Oh, no.
Of how I, you know, really got through, you know, all my downtime. And I'm like, yeah, what is it? He's like, it's going to change your life. And he actually had like his, like, I don't know, it's like, you know, the military bag. It's not very big, but it's got like the little straps on it where you can hook things. They call it like mole, like attachments. Mm-hmm. So he like reached in his bag and he handed me this book. And I go, what is this? And it's this stupid fairy porn book.
No way.
The same one the
girls in here have been talking about.
Yeah, wait.
So that was like,
a court of thorns and roses.
Wow. If he had gotten to the third book, that one scene that everyone thinks is so crazy. Can you imagine him reading that in an actual war tent?
No, he had all of them in his bag. And he goes, here's the first one. And I was like, what?
So he read the entire A Court of Thorns and Roses, like, series while he was deployed.
He's like, it's good.
The Bird Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.